Only this morning we've been looking at the second draft of the message, or the Nuncius, as it is called here. What the message does is simply to summarise what the Synodal Fathers themselves have been talking about during the course of the Synod, both in the General Congregations, which is the plenary session, and also in the Circuli Minoris, a small group work that has been going on in language groups. And they have been looking at the 50 propositions, which have been amended. They, in turn, will then go to the Holy Father, who will decide precisely on the apostolic exhortation which follows the synodal process and which will summarise the most important elements, I think, that will have been raised from this synod. At the same time, the Pope has been present throughout the whole of this process, so he's aware of what the bishops are saying, and I suspect that he will respond in that remarkable clear way that he has of responding to all the issues that have been raised. Everything that has been discussed will also be reflected in the message that will be introduced into the media in the next day or so.